Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
TA. I was recently reading a book about the electrification of America, which included biographies of Thomas Edison, George Westinghouse, and Nikola Tesla. From this book, I learned that Thomas Edison's most used notation in his journals documenting his experiments was TA. That stood for try again. This requires a certain amount of perseverance, or what I like to call stick-to-itiveness. I have a whole chapter in my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, entitled Stick-to-itiveness. Here are a couple of excerpts from that chapter. Let's be honest, caring for sheep is frequently a thankless role. Just as soon as they are brought to a green pasture, some of them decide they don't like this particular pasture, or the water is too cold, or they would rather be with another shepherd. The long hours that shepherds put in are only rarely recognized by the sheep, and often the sheep ask why the shepherd wasn't available more. This is the reason why shepherd leaders need to be secure in our simple statement, God chose me. If God chose you for this role, He also equipped you for this role. And if He equipped you for this role, He also expects a return on His investment. This security of God's calling and equipping and the weighty understanding of bringing to God a return on His investment should be our motivators to help us stick with our joyful responsibility. One of the things that is extremely helpful to the stick-to-itiveness of shepherd leaders, especially in those times we may be battling a pity party, is to remember that we are under-shepherds who are accountable to the Good Shepherd. This means that we don't have to figure out on our own how to care for the sheep, because the Good Shepherd knows them better than we do, and He will share His insight with us. Neither do we need to learn the shepherding ropes on our own, because both God the Father, the Shepherd of Israel, and Jesus the Son have already demonstrated for us all that we need to do, and the Holy Spirit will continually impart to us the ways we can apply those practices to our particular sheepfold. I close this chapter with an attitude-correcting, security-building prayer that I wrote using Psalm 23 as my guide. Leaders especially need to be TA people. Try again, and try again, and try again. Stick with it, and with God's help, you will be successful. I invite you to check out my book for yourself. You can read some reviews and additional excerpts by going to shepherdleadershipbook.com.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.